Hi, I'm Lorcan, and I'm here with Alina, and we're at the TY Expo, and we're here with Maria Walsh.
You grew up in Boston. Was there anything like TY in Boston when you went to school there?
I did grow up in Boston. Your research is very, very good, lads and ladies. I was born in Boston but raised in Mayo, so I moved to Mayo when I was 7. So at that young age, we had a lot of programs in schools around the American flag. And you were always talking about how to be a good citizen. And then there was another project called DARE that my older brother and sister, because they were in high school, kind of knew more about. And that was around being understanding of alcohol and drugs abuse. So for those, they were the kind of only TY-esque things. But no, I was a bit too young to really embrace it.
You're involved in the Thomas...
Mar
program. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. And when I first did last May, like May just gone, I was MC for them. That's how I got connected with them. Mm. And I was saying Maher. And I was like, because it spells Maher.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, I found out you can say it anyway. It's just a Kerry man who I work with on it, and he says Maher. So anyways, you're right in saying anything. Anyways, long story short. The Thomas Francis Maher Foundation kind of really started in 2014. And in the centennial year, they really grew. They wanted to make sure schools received an Irish flag. So they invited over 700 secondary schools to Croke Park. It was one of the largest events outside the centennial celebrations on St. Patrick's Day. So really, really impactful for young people. And basically, Thomas Francis Maher was the first man, first person to fly the Irish flag, fly the tricolour in 33 of them all in Waterford. And he was known for active citizenship, for his patriotic ways, and I guess the foundation was built from that. So we're all around promoting pride and respect for the Irish flag through active citizenship with young people like yourselves, making me feel very old.
One of the events you're best known for is winning the 2014 Rose of Tralee. How did that change your life?
Good question. It changed my life immensely because it gave me a podium to really showcase the things I believe in. So, you know, each of us as individuals are so many different strands. So for me, I'm a big volunteer. I've always been involved in youth organizations like the Pioneers and No Name Club. I'm LGBT. I love sports. Diehard Mayo fan. I happen to work in fashion, and now I'm in media. So I got to showcase that individuals, regardless of who they are, where they're from, are under many different umbrellas and rainbows. And it was great because I got to meet with a lot of young people. I did a lot of Q&As at schools. I got to stand up for a lot of great rights. I got to travel the world: Australia, India, South Africa, parts of America, Belarus. So for me, it was a case of I worked really hard, but I was having so much fun because you get to celebrate being an Irish person in the largest Irish festival that there is, the Rose of Tralee, and it was something that I'm really, really grateful for. But yeah, I'm old now.
So if you could go back, what advice would you give your 16-year-old self today?
What advice would I give my 16-year-old self? Get involved in the community more. Have fun. I think I started working because I loved work and I loved interacting with people when I was very, very young, like 12 or 13, in a guest house over the road. And I guess by the time I got to 16, I felt this weight of responsibility to work, not for money, just more because expectations, people, like if my boss was like, could you cover Saturday, I'd be like, yeah, of course. And then I was always finding myself balancing playing sport, not letting my team down, not letting my boss down, and then trying to keep up with study. And I guess in hindsight, I wish I just kind of took a breath and said, you know what, it's okay to be a young person and have fun sometimes. But for me, you know, one of the biggest things was I decided to become a pioneer when I was 12, and I kept that through. So all of that weighted pressure was around the time of 16, and I'm so proud I got through that. So for that, I'd be like, be really strong and keep to what you believe in and who you are, but have fun while you're at it. And try and stay 16 forever.
And who do you think will win the All-Ireland this weekend?
Controversial question. I am very, very confident Mayo will... You know what? I don't know. I definitely don't want Dublin to win, but I'm a diehard Mayo fan, and I hope we win. I'm going to Lochdurg on the Saturday. So this coming Saturday, I go up with a group of older women from our community, And I tell you what, lads, I'll be praying every second that we win. I walked the Camino in Spain last year, which was an amazing pilgrimage, and I prayed every day that we'd win the All-Ireland. So fingers crossed this is the year.
Okay, well, thank you.
Who do you think is going to win the All-Ireland?
Oh, Mayo. We're hoping to God. I'm hoping to God Mayo anyway.
I don't know.
Elena, you're a little bit short on the enthusiasm for Mayo to win.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, you guys. Thank you.